is that it's very important that we come on time and that we come and attend very well. That's to Shir and to Seder. Seder begins at 9 and ends at 12. And Shir is at Tuesday's 11. And on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday at 1:15. Sunday's Shir is at 11:30. And attendance on Sunday is as critical as during the week. It's very important, and we always stress that reason why we're here is the ikker part is the learning. Obviously, college is important as well, but we have to take the learning very seriously, and that goes to attendance this year as well, not to try to miss at all to the best of your ability, and that's the ikker part that I look at is the effort you put in. And your attendance speaks to that. And obviously, I want you to try to do well in the Bechina. But if a person gets like an 80 let's say didn't do as well on the Bechina, but attended well and did his best, then that's the ikker. So that's very important, Seder. And I don't police that. So really, you know, I wouldn't say you're on your own on that, but I would say is that, really, to the best of your ability to try to be here at 9, and generally, Bez Hashem, I'm there, Leanne Hara, in Seder, hopefully as early as possible, until about, 2/3 into the Seder, then I'll leave the Bez Medrash, but everyone's supposed to stay till 12, and anytime you have questions, you could come and ask me. And we can go through the learning. Generally, I like to see the guys in the morning pick up the marmakomos. So that's the best bet as well. Okay. Very well. Generally, on Sundays or Tuesdays towards the end of the year, we try to do some topic in halacha towards the end of the year, depending on the time. Okay. Very good. So let's start. We left off last semester at Vav and Aleph, the two dots. So that's where we wanted to pick up with. The topic is not a hard topic, so those fellows that are coming from Eretz Yisrael and we're learning different masechtos, shouldn't be shy to this topic because it's not a hard topic at all. Okay, so we'll just give some general background behind that, and then we'll begin the Gemara. Okay, the first Mishnah in Gittin on Davov Beis and Aleph pointed out that if a get is delivered from if a man's going to divorce his wife, God forbid, and that we discussed in the beginning of the year as to what the grounds for divorce is, that's the last Mishnah getting on Dafsadi Amad Aleph, is the grounds for divorce. There are three shitas. One shita is Beis Shammai holds that it's arayas if the woman was mezana. The second shita is if the woman, let's just say, destroys the chulent. And the third reason is that if he wants to marry someone else who looks nicer than her. So we paskin, as we said, that obviously the grounds of divorce certainly are if she's mezana or if they're just simply not getting along and they have to get divorced. God forbid the mizbeach cries for a divorce. It's a terrible thing. But there is a concept in halacha of a divorce based on the paskin chumish. And the Rashba writes in the tshuvas that he asks, why is there no bracha on the nesimus haget? So he writes that most gittin are given for the wrong reasons. And therefore, they made up low plug, and therefore, a bracha is never recited on a nesina saget. So that's a very interesting concept that he even asks that kasha, why is there no bracha on nesina saget? Okay? So the Gemara tells us in the beginning of the Masechta that if a get is delivered from Chutzlarts to Eretz Yisrael, husband lives in diaspora, and the wife lives in Eretz Yisrael, and delivers a get through an agent. Before the agent delivers the get to the woman, he must say the phrase, b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam. Before me it was written, before me it was signed. And the Gemara says that one shliach is believed. Normally we need two edim and call a Torah kula. And the Gemara says it's not true, they made it a kula. What was the kula? Because of an aguna. We didn't want the woman to get stuck as an aguna, and therefore there was a leniency lowered from two edim to one aid. That's what the Gemara writes, black on white, and that's why one shliach is believed, but he must say, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Okay, so that's the background behind. Let's begin the Gemara. From the two dots, Itmar. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Seth, go ahead, read the Gemara. Go ahead, please.
Itmar, Bob. Rav Amar, 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 R
So Bavel, how do you categorize Bavel? Now, Bavel is modern-day Iraq. Okay, I remember when I was in Shalbim during the Persian Gulf War, there was a Rebbe, Rav Meidan, who's a Rashiva now in Gush, who had pictures and maps of all the different places in, used to give a shir and Novi in Shalbim once a week when I was there. And he would give all the different maps of where the cities in Iraq now correspond to the cities of the Gemara. And the question is, in the Gemara, what is Bavel treated? Rav says it's like Eretz Yisrael for Gittin. Shmuel says it's like Chutz Lars. Now, what does that mean? So let's get that. There are two reasons why, and we spent a lot of time on this first semester, but the reason why you have to know just generally is there are two reasons why Bafanei Neftim has to be said. Okay? One is because of Lishma. What is Lishma? When a get is written, it has to be written for the specific man and the specific woman. And how do you verify the get is written Lishma? The Shliach says, before me was written, before me was signed. So this is the first reason why the Shliach must say, Bafanei Neftim. That reason is given by who? That reason is given by Rabba. Okay? Bafanei Neftim, Bafanei Neftim. You have to verify the get was written Lishma. The number two reason is called Kiyum. Kiyum is to verify that the signatures are not false and fake. Because every get has signatures on it. We want to make sure that the signatures are not fake and forged. So if the shliach says, I was there when it was written and signed, I know the sofer wrote it, I know the sofer wrote it lishma, and I also know the Edom signed it. And the Edom signed it, and they made sure that it was what? That it was very good, and it was not what false, and they are not fake, and they're not forged. So that's what Bafanei Neftim accomplishes, okay? Now the Gemara writes, the Mishnah, being Masbi the Mishnah, that in Eretz Yisrael, we say that there's no concept of Bafanei Neftim. That's what the Mishnah says at that Beis Manav. If a get is delivered from Tel Aviv to Shalayim or vice versa, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need for the Shliach to say Bafanei Neftim. No need at all. Why not? Because we assume in Eretz Yisrael, everyone knows the Halakha of Lishma, and they wrote it up properly. And number two, there is a network of Edom running around in Eretz Yisrael because of Aliyah L'Regel, and after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there are Bat Edinim everywhere. So there's a network of communication all over Eretz Yisrael. Everyone knows each other's signatures, and therefore there's no need for the Shliach to say anything, because if it has to be verified, we'll find Edom to verify. We'll either find the Edom themselves, or we'll find other Edom that will know the signatures. So this is very important. So in Eretz Yisrael, there's no problem of one, there's no problem of two. The only problem is in Chutz Lartz, and if delivered in Chutz Lartz, Eretz Yisrael, you have both these problems. How do you satisfy that problem and resolve that problem? You say, Bafanei Neftim, Bafanei Neftim. So the Gemara now presents, what do you do with Bavel? What's the story about Bavel? How do you treat Bavel? What is Bavel like? Is Bavel like Eretz Yisrael, or is Bavel like Chutz Lartz? So what does Rav say? Rav says it's like Eretz Yisrael for Gittin. Okay, what does that mean? It's like for Eretz Yisrael for Gittin. The halach is that you don't need to say what? Bafanei Neftim, Bafanei Neftim. Now, why is that? What's the svara for that? Why would Eretz Yisrael, Bavel be like Eretz Yisrael? Everyone's learned. There are a lot of yeshivas, Baruch Hashem. And there must be some network of communication going back and forth within Bavel, intra Bavel, not inter, but intra within Bavel, and therefore there's no need to say, which we're going to see, Bez Hashem. Okay? Go ahead. So Shmuel says what? Shmuel says kechutz lartz, and therefore you have to say Bafanei Neftim, Bafanei Neftim. Go ahead. Whenever you have layman shas, the word layman means what? Shall we say? Not actually shall. Elayman shall say. Layman means let's say. Tosus and Psochim on Chafal from an Aleph writes that anytime layman appears, it's a havamina that's always schlugged up. 98% of the time, whatever suggested after the word layma is rejected. And this is a good example of that. So go ahead. What's a machlaikis? Go ahead. Who's the Mar Sover? Who holds Lishma? Seth, who holds? Rav. Rav holds what? Rav holds Lishma. So therefore, since above all, they're learned, there's no need to say it. Okay? There's no need to say it within Bavel. Let's use the two cities of Tzura and Narda. Tzura was the city of Rav, and Narda was the city of Shmuel. So you don't need to say Bafanei Neftim, because they're learned. Go ahead. Lahani Gmir means in the B'nai Bavel are learned, therefore you don't need to say it. Go ahead, Omar Sover. Who's Mar Sover? Excellent. Go ahead. There's no Adam around to verify the signatures. Go ahead. Excellent. And therefore what? And therefore they're not found. Therefore, according to who? According to Shmuel, you must say b'funin achdam, funin achdam. Straight up machlaikis. Okay. Let's see Tysus. What are we talking about in this case? Go ahead. Let's see this. Tysus, your mask above. Go ahead. Excellent. The machlokus is intra in bavel. Intra, within bavel. Okay? Go ahead. Let's say within the same Medina in bavel. Let's say Tzura. From the north part, the west part of Tzura to the east part, they deliver again. Tzura is a city, or let's call it a province, within bavel. Do you need to say? Tysus says you don't need to say. Why don't you need to say? Why don't you need to say Bosa Medina? Because why? Why don't you need to say Bosa Medina? Number one, because they're what? They are learned. But number two, because why? If you're in the close proximity, everyone knows the signatures. Everyone recognizes the signatures. So you got nothing to worry about. Go ahead. Dafagav the what? What does that mean? Everyone's busy in learning. The Talmidim are always learning. So how are they going to recognize any signatures? The whole point of Osa Medina not needing is because why? Is because there's a network. Everyone knows the signatures, right? How can they know the signatures? They're always learning. They're always interested in, they're learning the Gemara. They don't look around at signatures on documents. Go ahead. Hainu. Period. Meaning to say that what? What does it mean that they're considered to be a Gersayu treaty? Meaning that it's not more chashuv lo chashivi yosher mishar chutzlarts. What's the din that we learn ba'osim medin and chutzlarts within the same province and chutzlarts? It gets delivered from one side to the other. Do you need to say the funny nechtav? No. So bubble cannot be any what? Bubble can't be any worse. When it says bigger sour treaty, there's no way that they're going to be any worse than what? Any worse than chutzlarts. So if chutzlarts of Osa Medina, you don't have to say. Certainly Osa Medina and Bavli, you don't have to say. Either all learning. You're right, they're all learning. But everyone knows each other, at least in the same city. To that degree, they'll recognize each other's signatures. So Tosus points out Beferish. Very important. I want you to get this down. That this Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is only a Machlokas Medina and Medina and Bavel. Okay? Only Medina, Medina and Bavel. But Osa Medina and Bavel, everyone will agree you don't have to say. Even who? Shmuel will say that you don't have to say, correct. Shmuel will be Modi, you don't have to say. Excellent. Because Shmuel holds Kiyum and he holds. I, bigger Sour Treaty, you're right, they're busy in learning. But the fact of the matter is, everyone knows each other, right? In the same city, you know each other. Even though you're busy in learning, they'll recognize each other's signatures. Okay? What's the third case that Tosus hasn't commented on yet? There's three different permutations. Excellent. You can have now what? The first one was Medina and Medina in Bavel. Second one is what? Osa Medina in Bavel, which Tosa said is no machlokas. What's the third possibility? Bavel to Eretz Israel. Or Eretz Israel to Bavel. Go ahead, Seth. We finish up the Tosfos. Bavel to Eretz Israel. Irie. Rav and Shmuel are not talking about Bavel to Eretz Israel. Why not? Right, and Vavu Mebeis, Bezhashem, will get there on the top. That's a machlokes between Rav Yosef and Rav Eviatar. Rav Yosef. It's a machlokes Amoroi, and Vavu Mebeis. So Tosus clearly points out, very beautifully, that the machlokes Rav and Shmuel and Ar Gemara is talking about Medina and Medina Bibavu. Osu Medina, Shmuel's maskim to Rav, you don't have to say. And Bibavu there, it's also a machlokes Rav Yosef and Rav Yosef, and Vavu Mebeis. That's what Tosus points out. Okay. Let's turn to the beginning of the Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Let's turn to the Mishnah. Okay? Let's turn to the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say here? Go ahead, Seth. Just the first line there. Hamevi get. Period. If someone delivers a get from the Nisiyam, you have to say b'fanenekta. Go ahead. The first Rashi in the Mishnah. Seth, go ahead. Excellent. That's our Gemara. All of Chutzlart is called Medina Seyam, Rashi says. Except for what? Except for Bavel. Yes? Except for Bavel. What does Rashi seem to say here? What does Rashi seem to say here? Who does Rashi seem to be going according to? Someone tell me. Rob, what is your first name? Zevi. Okay, very good. Take me a while to learn the first name. Very good. Excellent, Zevi. Rashi makes a comment on the Mishnah. Very excellent. That all of Chutz La'aretz is called what? Called Medina Siam except for Bubba. What do you mean, except for Bubba? Whose Shita was that? That was Rav Shita. Now, we have a Machloikis. When we have a Masorah, rather, Gemara writes a Macharis. Whenever there's a Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, who do we passing like? When it comes to matters of Isser, like who? Rav. When it comes to matters of Mominus, Shmuel. The Rush writes a Bubba Kama. Bless you, Yossi. Why? Because Rav is a bigger bucky than Shmuel and Yisurim. Shmuel is a bigger bucky than Rav and than Mominus. And we always point out, Alavai, we should be as great as Shmuel and Yisurim and as great as Rav and Mominus. But Rav was a greater bucky than Shmuel and Yisurim. Shmuel is greater than Rav and Mominus. That's why we pass him like that. So Rashi opens up Maseches Gittin and says, I'm going to be Masmer the Mishnah like who? Like Rav. B'nei Minisya means everything except Bova. Fine. The problem with that is as follows, which we'll get to later on. But Seth will get to it later on. But the Gemara is going to see, and Bez Hashem, Seth will read it. The Gemara says later on, I wanted you to see this morning, that says from the time that Rav got to Bava, Rav was a first generation Amora, around 300 CE. From the time that Rav got to Bava, then we made Bava like Eretz Yisrael. Right? Only from the time that Rav got to Bava in 300 CE. What does that imply? That before Rav, meaning during the times of the Mishnayos, right, was Bava like Eretz Yisrael? No. And what's Rashi commenting on? Our Mishnah. That kasha is asked by the Arza de Beirav on Rashi. That kasha is asked on the Arza de Beirav on Rashi. How can Rashi make the statement to say that the Mishnah is what? Going to leave it to Rav, Bubble only became like Eretz Yisrael for Gittin from the time that Rav got there. But Rav lived historically after the Mishnayos. This is what the great Gon Arza de Beirav asks on Rashi. That's his kasha. How is it Shayach Lamaisa? Oh, so Lamaisa, he answers like this to Arzli Rav, and also the Reb Shlomo LeVilna says the same thing. I want you to get this, the Cheshek Shlomo in the back of the Gemara. They answer both as follows. Let's get this teretz. And they say like this, that Kavonis Rashi on Daf Bezim and Aleph is as follows. It's referring to Divrei Rav Yosser. Dafkim and maybe mi medina li medina in Bavel. Is there a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel? But I maybe get me Bavel Eretz Yisrael Kuli Alma Ein Sarach Lomer Fanei Nechtov. Okay? In other words, he's referring to the din of what this machlaik is between Rav Yav Yosser and Rav Yosef on Vavim and Beis, and Rashi's going, I'll leave it to who? To Rav Yav Yosser. That Rashi, what is Rashi referring to? What is Rashi referring to in the Mishnah? When the get is delivered from where? From Bubble to Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say. But Medina and the Medina and Bubble, that's the machlaik is Rashi that we're learning now. Not that Rashi Zevi is siding like who? Not Rashi. Rashi's not siding like Rav as opposed to Shmuel. No, Rashi's topic was referring to bringing the get from Bavel to where? Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say. And that's like Rav Yosser on Vav and Beis that Tosfos just referred to us right now. We're on Vav and Aleph, but on Vav and Beis, B'Shem, we'll get to that Machlaikis. Rashi wasn't commenting on Rav and Shmuel. So don't ask me that kasha. Rashi's siding like Rav, but Bavel only became like Eretz Yisrael from the time that Rav got there. Beforehand, during the times of Mishnayos, Bavel was like Chutz La'aretz. So how could he say such a thing? The Torah says Rashi wasn't commenting on Rav and Shmuel, on Bavel and Aleph, which was Medina to Medina in Bavel, like Tosfos said. What was Rashi commenting on? Rashi was commenting on what? Bavel and Beis, which was bringing a get from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. That you don't have to say. Rashi was siding with Rav Yosar against Rav Yosef in that Machlekes. That's the terrors they want to suggest, the Arzid de Beirav and the Cheshek Shloimeh. But it highlights, I want you to get that, it highlights this Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, that the Machlekes El Yifalnu was Medina and Medina. Was Medina and Medina. Don't ask me this kash on Rashi. Because Rashi was not commenting on Medina and Medina Bubble. He was commenting on Bubble Terrence Israel. Yes, your first name?
Chaim,
go ahead. No, you wouldn't. Okay, we're going to see Lamaisa. We definitely wouldn't have Lishma because in Bava they're learning, right? I couldn't hear you. What? They're learned, but you're asking about Kiyum, so we'll have to discuss that. The answer to your question, Chaim, is probably because there were people that traveled back and forth Talmidim. That's what you're going to have to say. Okay? But the upshot that I want you to get is it highlights this Tosis that we just saw, that you answer Rashi, you have to know what case we're talking about. And we have three different categories. Medina and Medina and Bavo, which is the Machlekes Rav Shmuel. Bavo, Teretz Yisrael, the Machlekes Rav Yosser and Rav Yosef, Bavo and Beis, which we didn't get to. That's what Rashi was commenting on the Mishnah, on that base. So you cannot ask that Kasha on Rashi, which the Kasha was the Arzit Bei Rav. How can you say that Rashi is going to leave it to Rav? Eretz Bavo only became Eretz Yisrael from the time Rav got there. The Mishnahs were before Rav. Rashi's coming on the Mishnah. Mishnah was before Rav. The answer is no, Rashi's not commenting on Medina, Medina, and Bavo. Rashi's commenting on having a get from Bavo to Eretz Yisrael. Bavo and Beis. And Osu Medina within the same province in Bavo, what's the din, Tosha said? You don't have to say even according to Shmuel, because even if the guys are treating and learning, busy and learning, everyone knows the signatures of their landsmen, right? Landsmen is a Yiddish word. Everyone knows a landsman and the guys that are from the same town. Okay? All right. Yeah, Chaim, real quick. Go ahead.
How could Rashi say that the Mishnah still? If it's before the time of Rav, it's the time of the Mishnah.
Good question. We'll try to answer that. Good question. We'll try to answer that, Lamaisa, because you have to assume, Lamaisa, but what you're going to get to, that there were people that were learned also even before the times of Rav. Right, okay, we'll see. We'll see when we get to that. Okay, we'll see when we get to that. There were times, but there might have been times where it reverted, which we'll get to, okay? Where there was times where people left. Okay, back to our Gemara. Let's go. Go ahead, Seth. Vavu Medav. Go ahead. Betisbro, do you think like this? We changed the world on Dalet Amud Beis. Okay? On Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara, the first few blot of Gittin, present this machlekes as Rabba Rava. Rabba's with a hay, Rava's with an aleph. They're mutually exclusive. Then on Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara turned everything around. And the Gemara said that Rabba holds like Rava. Rabba is Isle de Rava. We say the world became different because we say Rabba is Isle de Rava. And therefore, the one who holds Lishma also holds of Kiyum. So how can you tell me that this Machlokas is what? A straight up Machlokas, Lishma and Kiyum. We know anyone who holds Lishma also holds Kiyum. Vitisbra, do you think like this? Ha Rabba Islay to Rava. Rabba holds of Rava. So if Rabba holds of Rava, then we should say that what? That even Rav should hold that Eretz Yisrael like Bavel. Because you need what? You need a network. There's no network. That's a very great kasha, okay? Even though they're learned, it's still a problem. It's Medina and Medina. You need to have Kiyum. So it's a great kasha. So Gemara says we have to rework the Hesber of the Machlokes. What's the Hesber? Go ahead. Excellent. Everyone holds Kiyum. Forget about Lishma. Go ahead. When I say forget about Lishma, don't get me wrong. Every get's got to be manufactured with Lishma, but we don't have to approve it. We assume it's done lishma. We don't have to prove that it was done lishma. Okay? We assume it's done lishma. But the requirement of funny nekta is not because of what? It's not because of lishma. It is not because of lishma. That's what the Gemara says. The reason is because of kiyum. Go ahead. Since there are yeshivas, there is a what? There is a network. Go ahead. Shmuel says that since there's such a network, they're learning in yeshivas, they don't recognize any signatures. So therefore, Shmuel says you'll have to say. What's troubling with this, Seth? What's troubling with this machlaikis? What do you have to say? What's troubling with this? What would you say? Excellent. It's a machlaikis and mitzias. No? What is this, a machlaikis and mitzias? You can't have a machlaikis and facts. Do they recognize it? Do they not? So what does Rav say? What does Rav say here? Rav says that since there are yeshivas, there's a network. And Shmuel says, no, they learn too much. They're learning, not yeshiva, they're learning so much that no one recognizes signatures. So you never can have a machlekes and mitzias. We have a mesura from our Rebbe, Rebaron Soloveitcher Tzatzal. You can't have a machlekes and mitzias. It's impossible. Like the Gemara has in Baba Kama on Tedvav Manaf, machlekes whether oxen are tame or not. So Rabaron said, go ask the zoologist whether they're tame. What's a Gemara? You can't have a machlekes and mitzias in Gemara. how are you masber? So what you have to say is as follows. You go ask the zoologist, you know what he'll tell you? He'll tell you 50% of the oxen are tame in the world. Is that enough to deem them all tame? Or do you need 51%? So the sheet that it says, oxen are wild, hold, you need 51%. Since they're only 50, you consider them all not to be tame. And the Mandamro says they're tame, says 50% was enough. Meaning you have to lump the size of machlokes. So whoever expert you'll ask here, I don't know, sociologists here, about your poll of them about recognizing signatures, so they'll tell you 50% of the Talmidim that are learning yeshivas recognize signatures. So what's the din? So Rav will say, oh, that's enough. I have a network. Shmuel will say, no, you need 51%. And since they're only 50, therefore I deem them that they don't recognize anyone's signatures. You have to lump the size of this machlokes. You cannot interpret it literally. The Gemara will never present a machlokes in Metzius. The Yushalmi says that explicitly. Yushalmi says that in Meseches Sochim, and the Ramban records in his Chedushin in Chulin. You cannot have a machlokes in Metzius. So that's how we want to suggest this machlokes. Ask the sociologists. Ask the pollsters. That's what they'll tell you. Okay? And that's this machlokes all about between Rav and Shmuel. Okay? Oh, very good. So this is the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Now I want to just point out also, okay? So now that's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether this is considered to be a what? A network. Now I want to point out, before we go weiter, that it's important that we suggest that there are places that we mention in Chutz La'aretz that know how to learn and we're learning. And therefore, there was a concept called, remember anyone recall? Acher what? Acher Shalomdu. There were places in Chutz La'aretz that became knowledgeable of the din of the Shema. But the Gemara says, excellent Eitan. The Gemara says, even though there were places, this goes to your point a little bit, Chaim, even though there were places that were learned, the Gemara still says in Chutz La'aretz they had to say b'fanei nechtav, because there was a gzeira. What was the gzeira? Shema yachzor davar l'kokulo. Maybe you will go back to what? To the situation. Lik, kill. Kulo. It will go back to the situation of ruin when they didn't know how to learn, and therefore there was a low plug maybe required b'fanei nechtav. Now, in the beginning of the Gemara, when Seth read so nicely, where we thought it was the machlokes of lishma akim, who cares whether they're lishma? Why don't we make the gzeira? You follow me? In the first stage of the Gemara, when the Gemara said the machlokes was dependent on lishma akim, and we said that what? They were learned. Rav said they were learned, therefore you don't need to say. So what if they're learned? Don't we have a gzeira? This is a very important kasha. Please get this down. So what if they were learned? Rav said they were learned. You don't need to say. What do you mean? Zer shem yachzor davar l'kokulo. So this is a very important point that we must point out. And this is written already. I wanted you to see this. The Taisa Rosh points this out. Beferish. Okay? That the Chiddush is as follows. Okay? The Chiddush is as follows. Taisa Rosh and the Marim Shif say that we assume that what? We assume that they are so learned it was like Mamish from years ago. Which we're going to get to, Rashi says, from the times of the Cheresh and the Sagir. The Cheresh and the Masagir, we'll have to see who those are. But it means Rabbanim. They were very, very learned. And therefore, when they made the Gzeira never was made on Bavel like it was never made on Eretz Yisrael. Meaning to say that from millennia, Bavel was mamish like Eretz Yisrael. So when the Gzeira was made, it was never made on Bavel. The Gzeir was made on places in Chutz La'aretz that developed, became more learned. Okay. Even if they became more learned, Chaim, we're afraid they're going to revert. But Bavel was like Eretz Yisrael because they were so learned from the time of millennia that when this Gzeir was made, it never was made initially ever on Bavel. So therefore, we're never concerned with that at all. Okay? This is what the Taisa Rosh writes in the Marim Shif. It's a very important Ha'ara that we must point this out, that there was no what? There was no Gzeira made at all by Bavel, okay? But this is already the first stage of the Gemara. We've moved on. We've moved away from that stage, and now we're talking the Machlokes is only by Kiyum, okay? We're saying the Machlokes is only by Kiyum. All right. Also, I want to point out as well, let's get it, that there is a Me'iri, okay? I didn't give it to you, but let's get it down if you get a chance to see it tonight and tomorrow. As I should have also mentioned in the beginning, you should try to chaz the best of your ability. If you can do it at night, that'd be great. You want to do it in the morning before you start Mar Makom, it's very good. You chaz every day so you don't have to pile everything up before for the Bechinah. But the Me'iri argues on our Taisis. What did our Taisis say? that the whole Machlokes Rav and Shmuel was only by what? Medina le Medina, intra bubble. The Meiri argues. Please get it. And the Meiri writes that the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is talking about a get that is delivered from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. The Meiri argues on our whole shtickle that we said, Lefi Rashi, Lefi Taisus, because we put Rashi together with the Taisus. There's a Meiri here on that Vav that argues completely on the Taisus and says that the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel will be in line with Rav Yasser and Rav Yosef on Vav and Beis. The Gemara doesn't put them together, but that's what the Meiri writes. Okay, so it's not agreed upon according to everyone. Most, we said Rashi and Taisus say like this, but the Meiri argues, okay? So this is that's also a very important point that I wanted to mention as well. But Lamaisa, that Gzeira that we had of Gzeira Shasa Dovla Kakula Taisa, Rosh Marim Shishas, never got off the ground by this din. Okay. Viter Seth. Let's. Yes, yes, Yossi.
Is the same Machlokas as Ambez?
Yes, same Machlokas according to Meiri. Why the Gemara didn't connect the two, I don't know why. I was thinking that myself. A little bit of a difficulty on the Meiri. Okay? But not, you know, a lot of times, Yossi, the Gemara doesn't attach Machlokas in Amoroim. The Gemara will attach the Machlokes Amoraim is like the Machlokes Tanoim. You know what I'm saying? Not all the time. So I don't think that's such a difficulty with Meir. Your first name?
Mark,
go ahead.
What's the
Gzeira? What is the Gzeira here? Yeah. The Gzeira is that they won't become learned.
Ever?
There's what they knew that they had right in the Shemot will go back to the time of Ruin where they forgot how to learn. Okay? Yeah. I'm sorry, I thought I said that. Shemiyasa Dabla Kukul. That's what it means. They were concerned with that. So I'm saying in Bavel, we were never made that Xerah because Bavel is always learned. That's what I mean from the time of millennia. It was mamish like Eretz Yisrael. It's a very important point. That's the Taisa Rosh has. But that's on the first stage of the Gemara, the Machlokes on Lishma and Kiyum. Okay. Very good, Viter Seth. Do a great job. Go ahead, Viter. Excellent. It was stated also, Rav Abba sent him Rav Huna, we've made ourselves in Bavel like Eretz Yisrael Gittin from the time that Rav got the Bavel. Oh. Okay, let's see the Rashi there. Mechiyasa Rav la Bavel. Go ahead. Okay, so in other words, Rav set up his yeshiva in Tzura, Shmuel Havoy ben Ardal. If anyone learned Ksubis, does anyone learn Ksubis? First parak? On Vavim and Aleph, the Gemara writes that black and right, that Rav's yeshiva was in Surah and Shmuel was in Nardo. Go ahead. Aval. Originally, before they got there, there was no learning there. Is that true? There were no learning there? What are you talking about? Whenever you see Afogav, it's a self-implicit kasha. Rashi, we already saw it in the Tosis when he brings up Afopir Afogav. It's a self-implicit kasha. Go ahead. Even though we have a tradition, Gemiri means we have a tradition. Go ahead. Mishagala Yechanya Labavel. When Yechanya was exiled to Bavel, many, many years. Right? Go ahead. And the Cheresh Misagar was Imo. Lo Paska. Right. Even though originally, no, but he says, even though we have a Masorah that what? Lo Paska Tiramehem. What does he mean, Lo Paska Tiramehem? What does Rashi mean to say here? What do you mean, Lo Paska Tiramehem? What does that mean? What's Rashi bothered by here? He says that what? From the time that they got there, he set up yeshivas, but originally not. But we have what? Even though we have a Masorah, Mishagola, Yechanya, Labavo, but there was Torah many years before when they were exiled to Bavo. The Cheresh Mishagari, Lo Paska Tiramehem. What does he mean, Lo Paska Tiramehem? The Torah never stopped from them, so what's the difference? What's Rashi answering here? It says from the time that Rav got the Bavel, there was what? There was a lot of Torah. But we know that what? We know that earlier there was a lot of Torah. So what's Rashi answering on this Kasha? What does he mean, Lo Paska Torah Mohem? What does he mean when he says that? Meaning there was no network set up. Lo Paska Torah, there was a lot of learning, but there was no network of yeshivas. There was no network of yeshivas. For our purposes, you need a network. There was no network set up till Rav and Shmuel set up their yeshivas. There was a lot of learning. Now, what does this line mean of Cheresh HaMesager? Okay, we always say, we stress a lot, that we can have no skipping. So you can't skip something. In other words, you can't skim and skip. What does it mean, Cheresh HaMesager? So, first of all, I want to just point out, you know, the Gemara writes in Kiddushin that it's good for your learning if you leave the place of your house. So that's why you dorm. It's good, a little miles away from the house. You stay at the house, a lot of distractions. The Gemara writes that in Kiddushin. The fellows that live in Surah learned in Narda. The fellows that lived in Narda learned in Surah. And therefore it was good for their learning. So that itself, Tosfos says in Kiddushin Chof Tes Amud Beis, Divrei Maaska Halan, set up a network. That's what we're suggesting. Once Rav, the people who live in Surah learn in Narda, the people who live in Narda learn in Surah, so that itself set up the network. There was learning before. Of course there was Torah before in Bubble, but there was no network set up. There was no network set up. That's what we're driving at here. Okay, now what does this mean? So take a look at Pechesim and Aleph. Okay, take a look. And later on in Masechta, just to get the phraseology of Cheresh and Misagir, let's take a look. The Gemara says, there, and the very bottom there, the third wide line there, Seth, you want to read that? Elet Stokah, okay? Just the third lot from the bottom, Pechesim and Aleph, the third wide line towards the bottom. From the beginning of the line there, Elet Stokah. Right, Sidkiyahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a charity to Klal Yisrael. And he exiled Sidkiyahu, go ahead. And still the Golas Yechaniah was still there. Dechsiv. Because it says by what? The Golas Yechaniah. Go ahead. Acherish. Cherish Vamesagir. Elif. What does it mean, Cherish? Go ahead. Meaning there were Gedolei Torah. And when one of them would open their mouths in learning, everyone else become like a deaf mute. Meaning they wouldn't understand anything. They hadn't understand anything. And then when one of the Rabbanim opened their mouths, they became like a deaf mute and they understood everything and they felt very not on their level of the Rav that was saying the Torah. Because they were struggling on this topic and then this Rav was bothering everything. So it's like they totally became like a deaf mute. That's what it was Kecherish. Go ahead, the next line. Meaning once they were working on a halachic topic, and once one of these Rabbanim gave up, and they said, I can't figure it out, everyone gave up. They closed the topic. And how many people were there? Rekama? There was 1,000 Rabbanim in Bavel that were great Gedolim, to the degree that they would make everyone like a Cherish when they discussed a certain topic. Number two is, if they gave up on something, a topic in halacha, everyone gave up. Closed the chapter. This was a great level that they were on. So that's what Rashi's bringing out and saying, don't get me wrong. There was a lot of Torah in Bavel. What it means is from the time that Rav came to Bavel, he set up a network of yeshivas that created a system of communication and therefore the verification of chasimus. Not that there was never any learning. That's what Rashi means to say. Okay? And that's what it means with Rashi. It was not two people, Cheresh Misagir. It was a group of 1,000 Rabbanim that were great, great Talmidei Chachamim. Okay? And this is the Pshat Lamaisa in what Rashi's driving at. Okay. Very good. Let's see the Tosfos now, Seth. Go ahead. Bavel Medalef. Next Tosfos. Michi Yasa. Go ahead. Oh, before we do that next Tosfos, I just want to make the following point. And that is that there were yeshivas, as we said. And the reason it's interesting. What's interesting in the line of the Gemara here? Who does Rav Huna say? What did Rav Huna quote? From the time that Rav got there. Was anyone bothered by it? What should you be bothered by? Who else should he have mentioned? What'd you say? Shmuel. Very good. Shmuel also got there. Why does he only mention Rav? What's the pshat? So the Cheshek Shlomo in the back of the Gemara of Shlomo of Vilna points out, very interesting, that where do you think Rav Huna was a Talmud? Or actually, where did he live? He lived in Surah, which was the city of Rav. So he comments on that. Theoretically, could have said Shmuel, but he just mentioned Rav because he lived in Surah. That was an interesting horror, though. We do the Gemara closely, like we said. Okay? All right. Also, before we begin the Tosfos, let's just point out, Shmuel's the one who said, what was the Machlokes again? Refresh my memory, Seth. The Machlokes is Kiyum. Everyone holds Kiyum. Rav is the Rav. What's the Machlokes? Why does Rav say you don't have to say? Because why? There's yeshivas. There's a network created. David, why does Shmuel say you have to say? Because even though there's a network of yeshivas, but what? They're busy with what? They're learning, so they don't recognize. Excellent. And we explain what the machlokes are. You can't say it's a machlokes. You have to love the size, right? There's a problem with this a bit in Shmuel. Because we learned on Dalet Amud Beis, I want you to get this, that there's a network set up because there's Bate Dinim. There's a Beis Din. There are Bate Dinim. There are Bate Dinim all over. And since there are Bate Dinim all over Eretz Yisrael, there's a network that's created. People have to go to Beis Din, unfortunately, there are Chasimis. Some people have to go to Beis Din. There's a Machlokes, so there's a network created. Let me ask you a question. How's that square with this? Dalet Amud Beis, we said that Beis Din is what? That there's a base and there's a network, and now Shmuel says to what? Even though there's a network, they're busy with their learning. Right? So if they're busy with their learning, so what if there's a base? Maybe Dayanim are busy with their work. This kasha is asked by the Ritva, and the Maharam asked from the Gemara, that the Gemara says, in Eretz Yisrael, they're about they didn't, and therefore it creates a network. And here we're saying what? Even though there's a network involved, but they're busy. So what's your what's your first reaction to that, Kasha? My first reaction is what? But why should that make a difference? But more than that.
There are other people. They're not but less necessarily just about the Adina board. There are people coming back and forth who says they're involved with their work.
But we were saying the network though was created through Beis Din, and that was created through Yeshiva. So they're both networks, Zevi. Well, what's the difference though? What would you say? Go ahead, Chaim.
It's the job of the Beis Din.
Yeah, that's what I would have said. That's what I would have said. And the Ritva basically says, and the Maharam says basically what you're saying, Chaim, that there's a difference between Beis Din and yeshivas. By yeshivas, we say people are busy with the learning. Dayanim, obviously they're learning, but they deal with documents, and the people come into Beis Din, have to sign documents, they look at documents, the whole nature of it is different. You're right, the network's created, but the germination of the network is from a Beis Din, facilitates people having a good network. Okay, the network of yeshivas is great, but it won't facilitate our signatures because they're busy in learning. That's what I would have said, Zevi. That's what I would have said. That's what the Maharam said. The Ritva writes, a little bit like Yossi was saying, that the bottom line is in Eretz Yisrael, there were caravans. There were always traveling caravans. Shayaris Mitsuyos. And in Bavel, there were not Shayaris Mitzuyos. There might have been Bate Dinim, but there were not caravans. And there was a difference. There were people less moving around. In Eretz Yisrael, there were a lot of moving around. I guess in light of the fact, we know, walking down Amos Beretz Yisrael, you get another mitzvah. In Bavel, Bavel's not like that. So man, the people, there's always specific, there are always Shayaris Mitzuyos. Shayaris means caravans. So therefore, there was a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. That's the answer that the Ritva gives. That's similar to what Yossi was saying, okay? Very good, excellent. So that's a very important point as well. And there was no problem between Daftal and Mizdafal. We have the Ritva's Teretz and the Maram's Teretz. Okay. Let's move now to the Taisis. Go ahead, Seth. Biter. Let's see. Michiyasa, let's see inside the Taisis. Michiyasa Rav Lebavel. Go ahead.
Michiyasa Rav Lebavel.
Oh, from the time that Rav got the bubble. Go ahead. Parish Akunjus, rather, okay? Barbi yeshivas, there are many yeshivas. Okay, very good. There are many yeshivas. Did Rashi say that? I don't think Rashi just said that explicitly, did he? Rashi just said there were Kovei Yeshiva and Surah and Nardo. Okay, but okay, expands on it. Unless I missed it. Did Rashi say that? You mean Vihirbe? You mean Vihirbe? He was Marbe?
Yeah.
I don't think it's Vihirbe. You think it's Vihirbe?
I think Lakute
Rashi says what?
I remember seeing it say
it. He says Hirbe or Harbe? Where's Lakute Rashi and Ozul Hadar?
I don't know, I saw it in Seder.
Oh, it said Hirbe with the dots? Okay. Even if it's true, okay, very good, Zach, but Rashi didn't say that. Rashi just said there was a Rav and Shmuel, you know what I mean? Did he? Unless I missed Rashi.
He said the Kobe Yeshiva.
It says Rabu.
Uh-huh.
Rabu. It says Rabu.
Where's Rashi say Rabu?
In Lakuti Rashi.
Where's Lakuti Rashi quoting what? He always quotes different Masechtas, no? In Kedushin? Baba Kama. Oh, okay, very good. So Tosas must be quoting Rashi in Baba Kama. Very good, excellent. Okay, very good. Adapte, very good, Zacchaeus. Okay, good. At least Rashi by us doesn't say that, but no, it's no difference. But it's always very good to be tuned in to see, did Rashi say that? When Tosas quotes, go ahead. Okay, let's hold on that, Kasha. Hold your place there on that Taisus. Vaitu Gomorrah. Go ahead. Because Taisus is asking from the next Gomorrah. Go ahead. Back to the Gemara. Masiv. Excellent. Those are all the borders in the Mishnah. Okay? In the Mishnah it says, may Rechem eastward, you have to say b'fanei nechtav. And Rechem is like eastward, outside of Eretz Yisrael. Ashkelon and southward, Ashkelon is like Darum. Akol Itzofen. All those are chutzlars, you must say b'fanei nechtav. Go ahead. B'ha'bovel. And we know that Bavel is to the north. Really, Bavel is really to the northeast. But for our purposes, the Navi says to the north. Go ahead. Hashem says to me, Yirmiyahu, Mitzafon tipatach ara, the enemy is going to come from the north, meaning from where? From Bavel. So you see that Bavel is far, far away. Go ahead. Utnan, what did our Mishnah say? Oh, Akko's like Eretz Yisrael Gittin. Go ahead. And Remeir only said it by Akko because Akko's close by. Go ahead. Excellent. Bubble's far, far away. So how on earth can we say? What's the Gemara's kasha? How on earth can we say that what? That Rav said Bubble's like Eretz Yisrael Gittin. Well, what does the Mishnah say? That there are borders. Anything outside the borders of Eretz Yisrael, you got to say. And even Remeir said Akko's like Eretz Yisrael Gittin. That's because Akko's close by. But Bubble's far, far away. If Bubble's far, far away, how on earth can we say that Bubble's like Eretz Yisrael? It's against our Mishnah. You got it? It's a clear kasha. Everyone got the kasha? What's your first name?
Brian.
Brian, you got it? Clear kasha. It's an Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Alan, you got it? How can you say it's like Eretz Yisrael? That's not there. It's not Eretz Yisrael. It's Chutzlarts. Go ahead. Seth, what's the Teretz? Go ahead, your Revirmi asked the Kasha. Go ahead. Who Moses law? Revirmi asked the Kasha. Go ahead. He himself gave the Teretz. Go ahead. Excellent. Labar mi bavel. You're right. From today until tomorrow, you stand on your head. That anything in Chutzlarts, you got to say b'fanei nechtav. Except for bavel. Bavel's an exception. That's the Gemara's answer. Okay. So Tosis asks, if it's true that what? If it's true that Rav, what, augmented Torah and set up a network in Bavel, when did that network get created? From the time that Rav got there. Rav was before what? What was Rav before? Rav was way before the Mishnah. So what is the Gemara asking from the Mishnah, from Akom Letzofon? It was Mishnah's Kodem Shabbat Rav LeBavel, from the time before Rav got to Bavel. What's Tosis asking? What's the Gemara's kasha? How could the Gemara be attacking a Rav? From the time that Rav got the Bavel became like Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Yirmi asks from the Mishnah. Rabbanu Shloim, Rav was only saying that Bavel became Eretz Yisrael from the time Rav himself got there. Not from the times of the Mishnah. He would agree from the times of the Mishnah was different. The whole kasha of the Gemara doesn't start with Virashi. That's Tosis' kasha. Nachum, what was Gemara's kasha? Again, you got to get everything clear. The kasha to Gemara was that Bavel became Eretz Yisrael from the time that Rav got there. And then Rabbi Yirmi asked to put it against our Mishnah. Anything outside of Eretz Yisrael, you got to say. That was Gemara's kasha. Okay? How could you ask that kasha on Rav? Rav was just saying that Bavel became Eretz Yisrael again from the time that Rav himself got there. But from the time of the Mishnayos, which is before Rav, it wasn't considered to be like Eretz Yisrael. He would have agreed. The whole kasha to Gemara doesn't start. That is Tosfos kasha. Okay? A very, very strong kasha. Very strong kasha. Okay. Now, before we do the Tosfos Lamaisa, before we continue in the Tosfos, I give you a few terutzim into this kasha. Okay? Before we see the Tosfos himself. Everyone got the kasha klor? Okay? There is a Chiddush Aran that writes that in Chutzlarts, the Rabbanah made a low plug. Even on places where they were learned, you were chayv to say b'fanei nechtav. And therefore, Lamaisa, the Gemara is asking, Akko, there's a machloikis whether it's like Chutzlarts or not. It's not a machloikis mitzias. It's a machloikis whether you're chayv to say b'fanei nechtav, despite the fact that they were learned. Kol Shekein Bavel, which is far, far away. Bavel is far, far away, should be Chutzlarts. That was the Gemara's what? That was the Gemara's kasha. There was a low plug made. Chiddush Yoran is saying that there's a low plume. That's the Chiddush Yoran wants to say is Teretz. Chiddush Yoran said Chutzrats was a low plume, even on places where they were learned, you were chayv to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Okay, so in other words, what he's asking on your whole theory, Rav, the Gemara is asking is wrong. Because even if there were places that were learned, we still obligated you to say b'fanei nechtav. That's what the Chiddush Yoran learns, okay? Meaning, obviously, the Chiddush Yoran knows the history. The Gemara knows the history. What the Gemara was asking, Miriam was saying, the Mishnah says any place outside Eretz Yisrael must say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. There was a low plug made. No matter how learned they were, it doesn't make a difference. And above all, they were quite learned. But it doesn't make a difference. It's a low plug. That was the Gemara's kasha. Meaning, Rav says, from the time that we got to Bavel, we made Bavel like Eretz Yisrael forgetting. But it doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference how learned people were. Doesn't make a difference, one bit of difference at all, Lamaisa. The Teretz is Lamaisa, the Chiddush is that there was a low plug. Okay? And what's the Gemara's answer to that? Seth, what was the Gemara's answer? Labar what? Labar mi Bavel. So what's the Gemara's answer? The answer is that I want to tell you something. On Bavel, there never was a low plug made. Because the bottom line is that they were so learned, and there was such a good network that they never were like what? They never were like Chutzlarts. They were only like what? They were only like Eretz Yisrael, ever. They were never, ever. Bubble was always, always different. But that's maybe what the Gemara was saying. That's what the Chiddush Yoran wants to say. I mean, the truth of the matter is he keeps saying Gemiri, Gemiri. It's a little bit bothersome to me. Why is it bothersome to me to say Gemiri, Gemiri? Because we've already turned the page and we're going like a Mount Hermon holds what? What are we going with? Kiyum, right? We're not going with Gemiri. I don't know why the Chiddush Yoran keeps mentioning Gemiri. The bottom line is we're talking about Kiyum. And since there's Kiyum, but that's what I think you'll have to say he means. You'll have to say he means. Now let me ask you. It comes out of a big Chiddush. Very big Chiddush according to the Chiddush Yoran. What's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush according to the Chiddush Yoran? In Chutz Lartz, if there are places that are learned and well networked, must you say b'fanei nechtav or not? Yes. Please get it down. No matter what, I don't care. On the globe, on the planet Earth, if it is not Eretz Yisrael, it is not Bavel. I don't care how learned there are. I don't care how much network there is. You must say b'fanei nechtav. Please get that down. That's what comes out from the Chiddush Yoran. And the Ramban argues on that. The Ramban in Sof Dibra Maskim and Naktinin writes, in Chutz Lartz, if there are places that are learned, networked and learned, you do not need to say b'fanei nechtav. Modern day. So it's a machlokes, the Chiddush Yoran and the Ramban. Modern day, if there is a place on the planet Earth, even not Eretz Yisrael bubble, that is networked and learned, you will not need to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. That's against the Chiddush Yoran. But I'm just saying this is one way to solve Tosfos Kasha by saying the Chiddush Yoran. Chiddush Yoran was saying that the Gemara was asking there's a low plugme. So don't give me this business, atzinu atzmenu. The whole Mishnah was saying there's a low plugme in a Chutzar, so it doesn't make any difference what you've done. So Gemara answers, Bavel's different. Okay? Seth, let's go back to Tosfos inside now. What's Tosfos, Terence? Go ahead. Go ahead. So it says, Rabbeinu Tam, from the time the Rav got the Bavel and Paskin, what did he Paskin to us? Horolanim is he Paskin to us, instructed to us. From the times of Yechaniah, that was exiled with him, the Bavel, the Cheresh HaMisagar, the thousand Rabbanim, that it's considered to be Yetzirah Legitin. So he meaning, what is he saying? That it always was what? What is he saying? That it always like. There's ways, if you don't have Gemaras yet, you find where you can buy it. Okay? It's also, you should try to get a Rambam if you can in the Ritva. We didn't mention this farm. You should try to get a Rambam in the Ritva. If you don't have, look on, please. If you don't have, look on, we're supposed to look in the Tyson. Okay? So what does he mean? What did Rav Paskin to us? That they were learning for years. Go ahead. Chaim Mefarish. B'chol Ma'arvin and Mesechus Erevin. Go ahead. And the end of Baba Kama. Go ahead. Velo? Okay, so before you go on now, what's Tosfos Teretz? You tell me that what? There always was a what? What's Tosfos Teretz? What's Tosfos want to say? That there always was what? was a presence of learning, right? There always was a presence of learning. Not only was there always a presence of learning, but yet, what do you have to add on? That there was what? That there was a network. Who said that? Excellent. Simcha, right? Simcha. What's your first name?
Ron.
Ron, very excellent. You have to add on in the Rabbeinu Tam that he's saying there always was a network. That's the way Rabbeinu Tam is learning the Kasha and the Gemara. I mean, Rav says from the time that we got there, it became like Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? No, it means that there years ago it was already a network. From the time Yechaniah and the Chereshim Massacre were there, there always was a network. Since there always was a network, the Gemara asks, you see that what? You see that that's wrong from the Mishnah. Anything in Chutz La'aretz you must say. Even if there was a network.
Is that against Rashi?
I don't know if it's against Rashi. Yes, I think maybe you could. You want to say it's against Rashi? Push-up shot. Yeah. Push-up shot, it is against Rashi. Push-up shot, it is against Rashi. I would agree with you. Marsha says that beferish. Push-up shot, I would say it's against Rashi. And Zach points out where Marsha says that. So we have Rashi's shot. Well, we didn't explain how Rashi would be mazbe with the Kasha de Gemara. Maybe he would say like we said, the Chiddush Yaron. Maybe what we said for the Chiddush Yaron, please get that down, as Leah Rashi would learn the Kasha. But Zach and Yossi are pointing out the Marsha says that Tosis is a different shot. How is Tosis learning the Kasha? That Rabbeinu Tam says that what? That when Rav got the bubble, he said, I want to know, tell you that there always was a network. Not only were there yeshivas, but not only were there learning, it was always was a network. Like was pointed out very nicely. Okay? What is your Ron, what is your first name?
Ron.
Like Ron pointed out very nicely. There always was a network, you gotta say. See, he doesn't spell it out right at the top, and he must say like that. Very excellent, Ron. He pointed out, he instructed to us. What did he instruct to us? He instructed to us that it was like Eretz Yisrael, I mean, there was a network. So very excellent. You have Rashi on one side, who says there was no network. So what's the Kasha? What do we say Rashi learns the Kasha? Like who? Like the who? Like the Chiddush Yaron, that it was a low plug. Yes? It was a low plug. Rashi will learn the Kasha Gemara. What's your first name?
Michael.
Rashi will learn the Kasha Gemara like the Chiddush Yaron, that it was a low plug. Any place outside of Yisrael must say. Anyways, on the planet Earth. How does Tosis learn? Tosis was learned the Kasha Gemara of Rabbi Yirmiyahu was what? On Rav? That there always was a network. What do you mean to tell me what? Asinu atzmenu b'bovel. Not from the time that Rav got there. Rav said there always was a network. There always was a network. So Gemara asks, that's not true. Despite the fact there always was a network before the Mishnayos, Yechaniah lived before the Mishnayos. There was a network, and still the Mishnah says anywhere in Chutz La'aretz you got to say. Okay, does everyone understand what we're trying to say? We're trying to figure out what the Kasha of Rabbi Yirmiyahu was on Rav. What was Rabbi Yirmiyahu's Kasha on Rav? So one way is Rashi and Chiddush Yaron was a low plug. Anywhere in Chutz La'aretz, you have to what you have to say. Despite the fact that there was a network. And Rabbeinu Tam is learning, no. That don't tell me that what? There was a network. There was a network. Rav taught us there always was a network. If there always was a network, then why does the Mishnah say what? Then in Chutz La'aretz you have to say. Okay, there are two ways to learn up the Kasha de Gemara. Go ahead, Seth. But what? Ubisof Meruba and the end of Baba Kama. Go ahead. Period. Very excellent. What does it say in our Gemara? It says Rab Abba in the name of Rav Huna. Yes? It says Rab Abba in the name of Rav Huna. And in Baba Kama, it does not say Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Because Rav would never say about himself from the time that Rav got the bubble. It's a bit bizarre. You know what I mean? Rav Huna is going to quote Rav and say, from the time that Rav got the bubble. No one speaks. Rav was a tzaddik. He was a first generation Rav. He's not going to speak about himself in third person. He would have said from the time that I got the bubble. He's not going to say from the time that Rav got the bubble. Right? So therefore, Tosha says it cannot be that Rav himself is in that statement. Rav Huna said, not in the name of Rav. Okay, very good. Go ahead. I'm going to tell you why B'Zishim, this line is so important. Go ahead. B'Yeshma Forshim. Finish up the thesis.
B'Yeshma Forshim.
Excellent. Didn't mean Rav Mamish, it meant Rabbanim Ubali Torah. Okay, fine. Now, if that's the case, I think it's important to point this out very interestingly. It's possible to say that last pshat that you just read, okay? That last pshat that you just read, is that like a new pshat? What would you say? Is that like a new pshat? Maybe. It's possible to say maybe that's a whole new pshat. Okay? It's kind of like in between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. You have Rashi and the Chiddush Ran and Rabbeinu Tam. It's in the middle. Why do I say it's in the middle? Because you know what this means? This means that during the times of the Tanoim, the Chachmei Mishnah, which was after the Churban, there were people already there. And therefore the Gemara is asking a great kasha. The Gemara is asking a great kasha. There were people learned there. There was a network, Lamaisa. There were always people learning there. And that's what it means. Michiasa Rav Labavel. Didn't mean Rav in the time of 300 CE. It meant during the times of Mishnah are written, 100 CE, 200 CE. So this is like a middle pshat. Then the kasha is a great kasha. The Gemara asks for the Mishnah. The Mishnah says itself, anywhere in Chutzarts, you got to say, despite the fact there was a network. So this is like a little, this is in between. It's in the middle between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. You have Rashi and Chiddush Ran on one polar. You have the Rabbeinu Tam on the other polar. And you have this middle Yesh Meforshim as being a third shot of what the Kasha of the Mishnah is. Kasha of the Gemara. What is Rav Yirmiya asking on Rav? Okay? Mark, you follow me? It's like a middle shot. Because we're saying that during the times of Mishnayos they had the network. Let me chazer over very briefly. What are the three possibilities of the kasha? Number one is what? Rashi and Chiddush Ran. Rav said from the time that what? From the time Rav got the bavo, we made bavo like Eretz Yisrael. Correct? What did the Gemara ask? That it says in the Mishnah, anywhere in Chutz La'aretz must say. Seemingly even bavo. What's the kasha? So the Chiddush Ran says the kasha is, the Mishnah says, lo plug. I don't care how learned people are. I don't care how many networks there are. It doesn't make a difference. If you're not an Eretz Yisrael, you got to say. The Gemara answers, Bavel is an exception. Okay, that's the first way to learn. Chiddush Ran in Rashi, that there was a low pluk. Okay? As Yossi pointed out, granted there was yeshivas, but there was no network. Okay? But the fact of the matter is that, that's what he says, Avamikara lo, but he says they were learning. There was learning. He says, Avamikara lo. You see, that's why it's a little bit hard to say Rashi is like the Chiddush Ran, because the Chiddush Ran seems to say there was a network despite the fact there was a low plug. Josh pointed out very nicely that what does Rashi seem to say himself? I mean, basically, maybe we could say we could say it. Rashi seemed to say that there was yeshivas, but there was no network. Chiddush Ran seemed to say that there was what? There was a yeshivas. There was a network. It doesn't make a difference. There's a low plug. Okay? Rashi and Chiddush Ran are very similar, though. The kasha is, it doesn't make a difference. There is low plug said. You must always say, if you are in Chutzarts, no matter what. Okay? And that's exactly what I think you're going to have to say for Rashi. Even though Rashi seemed to say that Avav Mikara Lo, there was learning, but there was no network. There was learning, no network. So according to Rashi, what was the kasha of Gemara? You know what I'm saying? Rav introduced something new. So you have to say, even according to Rashi, maybe there was a low plug. That's what you have to say. There was a low plug no matter what. That's why I say it was bothered. Why is he always working with Gemiri? We're not going with Gemiri. But we're going with Lishmo. We're going with Kiyum. But nonetheless, I think you have to suggest that Rashi and Chiddush Ran are the same. Okay. Second possibility, another polar was who? Rabbeinu Tam. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? That what? There always was a network. Rav saying was always a network. Years before there was a network. With Yechaniah there was a network. That's not true though. The Mishnah says despite the fact there's a network, you got to say. So Gemara asks on that. Okay, the Gemara asks on that. That's the way Rabbeinu Tam learns. And the last pshat is a middle pshat, which is if you assume the Yesh Meforshim, is that we're not saying from the time Rav got the ball, but we're saying from the time Rabbanim got there. Meaning the middle time in history. What's the middle time in history? What are the three times we're talking about in history here? Rav, which was what? 300 CE. Zman of the Mishnayos, which is 100, 200 CE. And Zman of Yechaniah, which is, I don't know, 400 BCE. Many years before. Zman of Yechaniah. See, the last pshat is saying, during the times of Mishnayos, there was a network. I mean, Chirash Misakar does, Rav doesn't mean Rav, Mamash meant bodily Torah. And despite the fact it was a network, we said in the Chutzorts, you got to say. That was the Kasha. You don't have to incorporate a low plu like we did for the Chidush Yaron. Okay, so those are the three times that you have in the history of what we're dealing with. So the Rabbeinu Tam deals with the Zman of Mishnayis. And the Rabbeinu Tam says the Zman of Mishnayis was learning. According to Rashi Chidush Yaron, there always was, but despite the fact there was a low plug made. That's what you have to say, and that was the Gemara's Kasha. Okay, and that was the Yesh Meforshim Shot. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there was times. Let's write down that this was the Yesh Meforshim. Is Zman of Mishnayis, Zman of Yechanya is Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, Zman of Yechanya is Rabbeinu Tam is saying they were always there, and we're saying that low plug is the Chidush Yaron and Rashi. Chidush Yaron and Rashi, even though we're saying it might be a little bit of a difference, because Rashi seems to say there was no network. There was only there was yeshivas created a network, there's only learning, right? Chidush Yaron was saying there was everything, they just made a little plute. Okay, we're putting it together, the Chidush Yaron and Rashi. Okay? So these are the three different pshatim that we might have. Now there's one other pshat that I want to mention to you in the Chachme Anglia. Okay? The Chachme Anglia. Chachme Anglia, Balei HaTosis, Tosis Chachme Anglia, want to say like this, I want you to get this, that the Yesh Meforshim that it's referring to, that the Rabbonim in the Balei Torah is the Chirash HaMesager. You got me? That's who it's referring to. It's not referring to the times of the Mishnayos. We said the Yesh Meforshim was referring to the Zman of the Mishnayos. It's not referring to that. You know what it's referring to? It's referring to the Zman of who? Yechanya. That's what the Tosas Chachmei Anglia say. That the Yesh Meforshim was going back to explain that, you know what that means? It means the Chirash Misagar. You know how that helps you? How does that help you? Because then you can have the gears of what? Rav Huna Amar Rav. Rav wasn't talking about himself, but who was he talking about? The Chirash and the Misagar. So when it says v'chiyasa rav l'bava, then you can have the gears of Rav Huna Rav. So that's why maybe it's not considered to be a new pshat. Maybe it's a continuation kind of a Rabbeinu Tam, and it was saving the gears of Rav Huna Rav. Because Rav Huna wasn't talking about himself, Rav was talking about himself, he was talking about what? The Chirash HaMisagar. So there are two ways to read this Yesh Meforshim. That's a very fascinating thing that comes out. When there are two ways to read something. The Yesh Meforshim here can be read in one of two ways. It could be read as a third shita, as we said, a middle sheet between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, or it could be said as a continuation of the Rabbeinu Tam, and he's explaining to you why it's Rav Huna Amar Rav. He's not commenting on himself, he's commenting on the Chirash of Misagir, and therefore what? No problem. He's not referring to himself in third person. Yes, Josh, go ahead.
I don't think it's for Rashi, the Ran. I think I saw it so Rashi quotes a sheet of Yerba who answers for Rashi.
Yes. Oh, yes. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead.
I'm saying if you can answer for Rashi,
well, that's the shita that we're going to mention. So, okay, so what is that shita? Let's mention that shita. And that shita is as follows. Okay? Let's get to it now. Okay, it's late, but I wanted to get to something else. But let's just mention that. Okay, I wanted to get to something else before the end of the year about Eretz Yisrael. But the Taisa Rosh says, B'shem the Riva, and this is a shita Mikubetz is quoted in the Baba Kama, on Daf Pei. Okay, let's get it. On Daf Pei. It's quoted in the Sam Sofer here in the Chiddush, okay? Meaning to say that there were yeshivas from the times of the Chirash HaMisagar, but during the times of Reb Chiya Ubonov, who were Reb Chiya Ubonov? First generation Amoraim, they made Aliyah. They left. And all the Talmidim went with them from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it was void of learning. Then Rav restored that. Rav restored that learning. And therefore, if that's the case, Rav restored that learning. The Chachmei Mishnah were the Zman Meruba Lifnei Reb Chiya. The Chachmei Mishnah for the Zman of Reb Chiya. So therefore, I want you to get this. The way to solve Rashi, we put together Rashi with the Chidush Yaron, which you said was a bit difficult, because Rashi seemed to say there was no network. Chidush Yaron seemed to say there was a network. So there's one other Shita which we're mentioning now. Please get it. And that is the Shita of the Shita of the Kubetzis. Who says B'shem Rav the Riva? It's also Rabbi Yeshaya, who says as follows: it's a Taisa Rosh B'shem the Riva, and the Shita Mikubetz is the quotes B'shem Rabbi Yeshaya. The Teretz is as follows. Yes, Rashi says, there was a network, and there were yeshivas, but there was a middle phase where that went away, because Reb Chiya and his Talmidim went from Babel to Yisrael, and it became void of learning. Rav brought it back. That's what the Gemara means when Rav says, from the time we got the bubble, we made ourselves like Eretz Yisrael. We brought it back. So therefore, the Gemara's Kasha now makes a lot of sense, because the Birma is asking in the time of Mishnayos, which was before Reb Chiya. During the times of Mishnayos, it was full of learning. And despite the fact it was full of learning, despite the fact it was a network, it was chutz l'aretz, and you had to say b'fanei nechtav. And therefore, the Kasha is a great Kasha. So that, a very excellent, you mentioned that, Josh, because now that it answers us, that Rashi will not exactly be like the Chiddush Aran. Rashi will be like Kamo, the Riva, and this Shita of Rabbeinu Yishai. Okay? Riva of Rabbeinu Yishai. So, I want you to get down now. So there's a fourth way of learning the Kasha of the Gemara. There are four ways that we're learning up this Kasha of the Gemara. Four distinct ways. Okay? Four distinct ways of learning up the Kasha of Rav Yirmiyah on Rav Huna. Okay? The four ways are as follows. Let's get them. According to Rashi, the Rashi holds like the Riva and Rabbeinu Yishai. That what? We made ourselves like Bavel. And then the Gemara asks from the Mishnah. Well, Rav is only talking about during his time. How can you ask him from the Mishnah? No, Rashi will say that during the time of the Mishnah, there was a network. There were people learning. And despite that, you have to say, what do you mean? Because Reb Chiya, after the Mishnayos, brought everyone back, and Rav meant, I restored it to what it was at the times of the Mishnayos. That's one way. Two is the Chiddush Aran, that says it was a low plug. Despite the fact how learned a network there was, they made a low plug anywhere on the planet Earth. That's not an issue, you got to say. That's the second way. The third way is what? Is the Rabbeinu Tam, who says, Rav said during the times of Yechaniya there was learning and there was a network. And despite that, you had to say. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And the fourth way is the Yesh Meforshim, if you say that the Yesh Meforshim is a new Shita, not like the Chachmei Anglia. If you say the Yesh Meforshim is a new Shita, the Gemara's Kasha was that Rav is Bali Taira. During the times of Mishnayos, there was what? There was a lot of Bali Taira there. There was a network. There were learning despite that you had to say. It was talking in the times of Mishnayos. Right? Yesh Meforshim. Chachmei Anglia is like a 4B or a fifth. It's a deflector that the Yesh Meforshim was not a nupshat. It was a continuation of Rabbeinu Tam. And it was just explaining why Rav Huna Marav, you could quote Rav because it was referring to Rav. It was referring to who? Bali Taira. So it wasn't a problem to Michi us or Rav above. Rav didn't mean Rav. You could say Rav Huna Marav. From the time that Rav got the bubble, no, he wasn't talking about Rav. He was talking about Bali Taira. It was talking about during the times of Yechaniah. There was always what? Who was the Chirish and Misagir? During the times of Yechaniah. That's exactly what the Chachmei Anglia say. So if you say like that, so then it's not a Yesh Meforshim, not a new Shita. It was just a segue. It was a continuation of Rabbeinu Tam's Shita that he was saying that during the times of Yechaniah there was a network and there was learning already constructed. Okay. All right, very good. Now, I want to just close with, it's late, but I just want to close with the following. We'll have to develop this more, maybe tomorrow if we have time, about, you know, land for peace. I shouldn't have mentioned, you know, during the time of the Melchoma, whether it's a ceasefire or not, we really have to step up the learning. You know, our brethren in Eretz Yisrael are fighting. You guys that were just in Eretz Yisrael, it's a very trying time. We have to realize that. It's incumbent upon us to maybe to learn more, be more serious, do more chesed. And it's just interesting, there's a whole discussion about land for peace, which I want to talk about in Halacha, Lamaisa more, but we'll just begin with this and then we'll continue on more with that. And that is, Mark heard I was in L.A. for Shabbos. Mark hosted me, it was very nice. We spoke about it in the shul, so I wanted to just do it shortly. We can't do it all now, we don't have time, but the first thing that we discussed was as follows. In 1970, there was an airplane that was hijacked. Two airplanes were hijacked from Lod to Jordan. And on that plane was Rav Huttner Zatzal, the great Rish Yeshiva, great Gaon in Chaim Berlin. And also, there was a young girl who was from my hometown, Peoria, Illinois, on that same plane as well. And there were a bunch of Talmidim that got together. They wanted to redeem Rav Huttner Zatzal for an exorbitant amount of money. So there was a Diyun Rabbonim amongst the Agudas Rabbonim. And many of the Rabbonim were going to say it was okay. And Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky got up and said, it's wrong. In 1948, when Medina Yisrael was created, there was a war that was started. And that war hasn't ended. Unless Egypt made peace with us, Jordan made peace with us, but any countries didn't make peace with us, that Muhammad hasn't ended. And the Gemara says in our Masechet in Gittin that we are in the midst of war, you're not allowed to pay an exorbitant amount of money to redeem someone, because it's just going to encourage them to do more and more bad things, more terrorism. So he was good friends with Hunter. He thought it was wrong. Because he thought it was Shas Muhammad. So therefore, Baruch Hashem, a nace happened, everyone survived. They blew up the planes, but everyone was survived. They're taken off the planes. And Baruch Hashem, everyone survived. So according to Yaakov Kamenetsky's Psak, he claimed that Kol Zman, that Lamaisa, the country doesn't make a peace treaty, we're B'shas Muhammad. So it's an interesting Psak, very interesting. One of the things that Hashem got upset with Chizkiyahu about, there were six things he did. Three he agreed with, three he criticized him for. One of the three things he criticized Chizkiyahu about Hashem. You know, Chizkiyahu was a great melech. He was roy to be the Mashiach, but he didn't sing Shir LaHashem. One of the things Hashem got upset with him, he took off the golden fixtures in the Beis HaMikdash and he sent them to Melech Ashur, Sancheriv. And the Navi told him, you're going to win. It was a lack of Amun and Bitochen. Hashem got upset with him. Should have listened to the Navi. Navi said he would win. He'd beat Sancheriv. Why did he have to send him and pacify him with golden fixtures? So there are those that say, and that's what we're going to have to discuss, oh, if you don't have a promise from the Navi, and if you give land back and you can ensure peace, then maybe it should be okay to give back land. There's an issue of los sechanein, not allowed to give a non-Jewish property, but if it's for the sake of saving lives, because nefesh is doicher. But on the other hand, we have Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's psak that was bisman milchomet. So that's what we'll have to see, Lamaisa. Chizkiyahu was wrong because Hashem, the Navi, gave him a promise. We're gonna, here we have no promise. So maybe giving back the peace should be okay. Giving back the land should ensure peace. Maybe it should be okay. On the other hand, maybe it's B'shas Muhammad. Okay, so these are the things we have to discuss. Okay, we'll stop here. Welcome to everyone. Everyone have a good day. And-